The Mighty Man or Astro Man. Been a while since we heard from them on the radio. This is called The Wayward Meteor. Before that, it was The Invisible Scratch Pickles on Hip Hop Slam Records from the LP Turntables by the Bay, and it was Word Cut Scratch. But that Man or Astro Man track says here, most particle on the back of the LP, it's on Estrus Records now, but it says most particle material collected for this control unit was perviously connotined. I think that must mean previously contained on the outer print What Remains Inside a Black Hole LP released by the Agogo Corporation of Melbourne, Australia. But it's now recreated and Beyond the Black Hole, and is on Estrus Records and is available again, which is good. This is MC Maybon. Emails, if you would, to john.peel@bbc.co.uk. That was MC Maybon, and on Angst Music from the LP The Hunt for Meaning, that was Go On, Get It Out. And this is Bonnie Billy, and a track from the EP More Reverie, which is on Temporary Residence Records, Just to See You Smile.
Had an eye for things that glitter, and I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo to take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all this loss. Oh, just to see you smile. when you said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space, 'cause leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down on your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Oh, just to see you, just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Oh, just to see you smile.
Bonnie Billy, as he now is, that's Will Oldham, of course, and Tim McGraw's Just to See You Smile from the EP, it's no more, called More Reverie. And time for a tune from Ronnie Ranald, track 18 on the LP, EMI presents The Magic of Ronnie Ranald. And this one of my absolute favourites, this is called On Wings of Song. What a man. That's Ronnie Ranald from, well, quite a long time ago, it has to be said, on Wings of Song on EMI Records. EMI presents The Magic of Ronnie Ranald, R-O-N-A-L-D-E, for those of you having trouble spelling it. And this is something I should have done last week. I'd like to play that, actually, for Hilda Stark and her husband Raymond, who celebrated their golden wedding anniversary at the end of last week, on June the 23rd. Was that the end of last week or the week before? Anyway, that's when they celebrated their golden wedding anniversary. And Hilda has been writing to me for 20 years. Or so, and but I only got this postcard over the weekend, Hilda, which is why I didn't play you anything last week. But congratulations! And for those of you who are getting fed up with kind of corporate rock festivals, and I certainly am, you may be interested in knowing about the Truck Festival. We've mentioned this a couple of times previously. It's on the 21st, 22nd of July, Hill Farm, Steventon, Oxfordshire. Three stages, one truck, a barn, and a tent, apparently, featuring the talents of a variety of artists, including quite a few that you'll have heard on these programmes and on Lamo's programme as well. That's a 6x7. Kaito, the K-A-I-T-O variety. The others, I think, have not survived. Chinese Burn, One Dice, meanwhile back in communist Russia, who you heard in session here recently. Samurai 7, great favourites of ours. Dustball, Ditto, Sifu, Depth Charge, Fonda 700, Moho Bishopy, which is a Lamo band, I know. Electrolane, I think I've got one. No, it's not them, I've got them later in the programme. Lincoln, Menlo Park, Gold Rush, and many others, including the Rock of Travolta. The Rocket Travolta on Juggernaut Records from the LP My Band's Better Than Yours, and that's called Giant Robo. And speaking of recent rock festivals, one of the highlights of recent Glastonbury for me was standing on the back of the stage while Dreadzone were playing, dancing my silly old man's dance. And here's Dreadzone and Believing in It.
Thank you.
New from Dreadzone. There's an LP somewhere, but it may be in the mail, but I haven't found it yet. But this is a 12-inch. It's on Rough Life Records. Believing in It is the title. Well, this is the programme on which we believe in half man, half biscuit. And here's another track from the EP editor's recommendation. I'm being really slick tonight, aren't I? I hope you're impressed by that. It's on Probe Plus Records. There's a strong skiffle influence in this EP, and never more so than in this track, which is almost a direct lift of Lonnie Donegan's version of the same song.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I went across the river. Shackles on my feet, 29 links of chain around my feet, 29 links of chain around my feet, and on each link an initial of my name. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Time. I asked the judge what might be my time. 21 years on the Aussie mountain line. The train came around, 16 coaches long. The train came around, 16 coaches long. Girl, I love is on that train and gone. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now. Composed this song. Should anyone ask you who composed this song? Say it was I, and I sing it all day long. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
I have to be honest with you, I never liked the Lonnie Donegan Group version of that because Lonnie didn't sing it. It was sung by a bloke called Dick Bishop, and Lonnie did the occasion Yeah Lordy in the background, but that wasn't enough for me. Half Man, Half Biscuit, and that's a track from the new EP, editor's recommendation. There was a strange whistling in my ear then. I don't know anything I should worry about. Worried Man Blues, the title, of course. Time for another one from the Strokes from the LP Is This It? Soma.
Yeah.
Strokes, and that's a track from the forthcoming LP, Is This It? And I shall have another one for you before the end of the programme. And an email here from James Arnold, I guess it must be, saying, working late designing 22 book covers for a meeting tomorrow, don't ask me, but looking forward to camping at the weekend in sunny Norfolk with my friends and family. Can you tell them that I'll be wearing my new light tan corduroy cowboy hat? Look forward to hearing more from the Strokes. Saw them in Oxford recently. Well, let's say another track before the end of the programme. I'm sure that new light tan corduroy cowboy hat will be the sensation of your camping weekend. Martin in Bungie says, John, my digital radio says, do I like the text in between songs? And to be honest, once I'd worked out what it said, it left me totally dizzy, but it's a nice use of a very underused facility. And it seems to be quite going down quite well on this programme, actually. So there may be more of it. Hopefully, I'm sure. In fact, there will be more of it. Let's settle for that. And Womble 2 in Liverpool, thanks very much for your email. What have I got for you now? Oh, yeah, this is from an LP, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller presents the Spark Records story. It's on Ace Records, of course, as these things so often are. I did Round Table with them once, and I was enormously excited about it because they'd done so much good stuff that I'd enjoyed enormously in my childhood, and all they did was talk about lawyers and accountants. It was rather disappointing, really, and an enormously American kind of showbiz, and not what I'd been hoping for at all. But nevertheless, that doesn't detract from the work that they did. This is Big Boy Groves and Band.
Here I sit behind a port wine glass. New car sat and not a drop of gas. Nothing down in 3 years to pay. Sounded like a pretty good deal the other day.
I got a new car.
Since I wrote on that dotted line, I haven't been able to sufficiently dine. Toothpicks and soup ain't much of a meal, and $144 a month ain't much of a deal.
I got a new car.
I've had my car a little over a week, and already it's beginning to rattle and squeak. And what little money I runs across goes in my gas tank and out my exhaust.
I got a new car.
It's a shame to let the man come and take it back. My old lady tried to tell me not to get a Cadillac. Next time I buy a car, I'm gonna get one that I can afford. And when I say afford, I mean afford.
A little advertising moment for you there on BBC Radio 1. Big Boy Groves and Band from the LP, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller presents the Spark Records story. That was released originally in 1955 and called, obviously, I Got a New Car. And an email here from Chris. It says, my name's Chris, not unreasonably. I'm asking a favour. Can you play something by Camera Obscura or Tacoma Radar? Because I saw them both last week in Glasgow and they are brilliant. And I was listening to the new Camera Obscura record, actually, this very afternoon, and produced by Stuart out of Bell and Sebastian, and we'll be playing it sometime this week, although not tonight, actually, because what with one thing and another, there isn't time. But I will do, though, for sure. And let's see, what have we got here? Charlotte and Matthew in Leeds say, can you say hello to our friends Adam and Rhiannon, as they've just returned from holiday? Adam works in Jumbo Records, the best record shop in Leeds, and it celebrates its 30th anniversary this year. They would enjoy any reggae track that you could play.
Life is full of ups and down. Life is full of ups and downs.
Ups and down and no.
Ups and down and no.
Right.
Life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes you smile, sometimes you frown. Life is full of joy and pain. Sometimes it's sun, sometimes it's rain. When you up, if you want, they love you. How much they appreciate you. But fall, you will see your quick build on. Your best friend, they're not supposed to grab the gun and try to get you, but greed, it will always be their own. Many girls will say they want you, but they are trying to get paid too. So son, you got to be real strong. Ask yourself, who's gonna help you when the world, it needs some help too. Keep your head up and move on. Life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes you smile, sometimes you frown. Life is full of joy and pain. Sometimes it's sun, sometimes it's rain. When everything seems to go your way, don't forget tomorrow is another day. Because what goes up must come down. In life, never burn your own bridge if you can. It's always this that you give. Because what goes around comes around. Life is more than just what you see. Remember, Job and his leprosy. He keep the faith. Jah never left his side. Never move for vanity. Be strong, hold up your sanity. Nothing in this world hurts your pride.
Pre-release on Militant Music, which comes rather surprisingly out of Decatur, Georgia, at least that's where it's distributed from. Nitty Kuchi, the artist, and that was called Ups and Downs. And an email here from Steve, and it says, ages ago you had a session on by Wilbur Wilberforce, the first half of which I got onto the end of a tape. I thought it was fantastic. Who is he? Well, he works at Radio 1, really, and he's the most effortlessly cool person I've ever met in all of my life. Makes me spit every time I see him. And I read somewhere, continues our emailer, saying that he worked at the BBC. This is the case. Wondered what he'd done. does. He's working on new projects at the moment, isn't he, in connection with urban music. But he used to do, what did he used to do, the Dream Team, yeah. Did he?
Fabio and Groove Rider
and people. And Steve goes on, can you repeat the session so I can tape it all? Better than that, Steve, we've got a new one.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to welcome you to a studio discotheque. We want you to sit back and relax your mind while we express the way we feel this evening. We hope that our musical vibrations leave an everlasting experience with you. When you leave this evening, go out and spread the word. So get your funky tambourines together and let's party!
Your old song,
You mean right now?
Yeah. Why don't you give us your old song,
Wait a minute. I can't. Sure
you can.
Please, Tony, don't make me.
I won't make you do anything. I got a proposition for you. Now, you sing us your song, you can have a drink.
Can I have the drink first?
No, the song, then the drink.
Oh, neat hair, did I?
Came to
about, loved about. Mother has a right, wants to shout. Shady apes upon the scene, serve them, chopped him like a queen. Our nation say it was her mission, she destroyed the competition.
Drive the boys crazy.
Really? What's it called?
Punch My Kitty.
We'll be right back. This whiskey's in me, baby. This whiskey's in me, baby. Ooh, nip it, nip this cat. This whiskey's in me, baby. This whiskey's in me, baby. Ooh, nip it, nip this cat. Punch it, punch it, punch my kitty. 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 Punch that kitty out. Punch that kitty out. Punch, 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 punch that kitty. Punch that kitty out. Punch that kitty out. Punch, 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 punch that kitty. Show me what you're working with. Show me what you're working with. Meow, meow. Show me what you're working with. Show me what you're working with. Meow, meow.
Yeah. your pitbull shit.